Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Valley Now. Again, I'm your host, Eric Little. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's rejoin our conversation with Dr. Jackie Corsani of Marietta College about their PIO Pitch and PIO Biz programs.
Of course, this coming Thursday, October 24th, 4 p.m., Cooper Auditorium. That's in Thomas Hall. It's open. It's free to the community. Shea Dunn, Rich Walters, Patrice Pooler, they're all going to talk about resilience and recovery from addiction, a very relevant topic. And as we were talking about this before we went on the air today, so often we've seen PIO Pitch be used as a way to develop small business and an engine for business. But here it is, taking a real community issue that is in the headlines every day, it seems, and trying to solve that problem. So it's really taking PIO Pitch to the next level, isn't it?
That's right. In general, entrepreneurship is not just about small business, starting business, for-profit business. Those are all good. But entrepreneurs do more than that. Mm-hmm. They are problem identifiers. They come up with solutions. They're gap identifiers. Filling the gap could lead into establishment of some kind of for-profit small business or establishment of a non-profit activity that benefits the society, the environment, and also maybe has economic value.
Well, let's pivot to PIO Biz, which is not exactly the same thing. One is about bringing ideas to the forefront, developing ideas. And the other is a small business competition. You actually have to have a business plan. Tell us about PIO Biz.
It is a small business competition, but even that small business could be for-profit or non-profit. Mm-hmm. What's special about PIO Biz is that it's a sequential business idea competition. And it's open to Marietta College students, full-time students, and their partners who may not be Marietta College students. The top PIO Biz award is up to $10,000. Round one of the competition, we labeled it as the problem solution round. In this round, the competitors are simply asked to identify a problem and come up with a worthy solution for those problems. Round one is really simple, and it's done in a poster presentation format. In round two of the competition, the competitors are asked to prove their concepts. So we call it the proof of concept run. And they have to do that in 5 minutes or less. It's in this round of the competition that the judges are looking for evidence that the proposed business ideas are likely to succeed. They're feasible ideas. And in round three of the competition, and the competitors must develop and present a business plan.
What's already happened this year? Where are we in the current PIO Biz cycle?
Last Thursday, on October 17, 24 business ideas were presented on the campus of Marietta College. And the top 10 won cash awards from $50 to $140. So it's really minimal. It's something to encourage them to continue working on their projects. Round two of the competition is scheduled for February 6th. So it's next year, February 6th, 2020. And round three will take place on April 16, 2020.
Do you have to attend the workshops or do you have to have attended the previous events to compete? Or can you jump in at any time?
No, you can enter the competition at any time. Each round of the competition is more involved. Mm-hmm. So you have to provide more evidence that you have really worked hard on developing your business ideas. The workshops that you're referring to, no, you don't have to attend these workshops to qualify to compete in PIO Biz, but they're there to assist you with a variety of topics. We just want to make sure that we increase your chances of winning the award and succeeding in establishing your business. So these workshops may assist you in identifying marketable business ideas or provide you with a variety of methods to test the validity of your proposed goods and services or to inform you of resources that our program has to offer you or our program can identify for you. Provide you with the opportunity to meet with potential business partners. So it's another, again, networking opportunity. Walking you through the components of a required business plan for round three of the competition.
So again, you mentioned the phrase sequential business plan competition. Mm-hmm. The workshops are set up to where if you have an idea but maybe aren't the most entrepreneurial, at least at the beginning, if you follow those workshops sequentially, that will kind of show you where your mind ought to be in this competition or in developing a business.
True, and that's why we have a scheduled workshop before each round of competition. So we have throughout the school school year, we have 3 workshops, 1 before each round of competition. So our upcoming workshops are scheduled for November 7 and February 27. And again, everybody is invited to attend those workshops too.
Well, if you are going to start a business in this area, it seems like a great place to start. If you're looking for partners, investors, fresh ideas, to attend either the PIO pitch or the PIO biz sessions, because at the very least, you're going to come away with some like-minded people, aren't you?
That's right. You get to start a relationship, developing a relationship with like-minded people. Yeah. And these are the like-minded people that pioneer in moving us forward to create more economic activities in this area.
One of the biggest knocks on this generation sometimes is that they can't have real human conversations. They're always in devices and phones. Do you find that it's important to bring people on campus that are looking to have old-fashioned conversations and where a handshake and eye contact is still valued? Is that something that maybe we need to continue to teach, maybe now more than ever?
We encourage our students to do more of that. We have several networking parties, networking events for them, and we encourage them to attend those events without bringing their devices with them, and contact and connect with people who are involved in various industries and are interested in building a network, expanding a network with students, especially including students in their network. That's very valuable. Nothing replaces face-to-face interaction and conversation. And you know, and your listeners know about this more than I do. I have learned that even at my job, if I sit behind my desk and send 50 emails to this and that, I don't get much response. Instead, if I just walk to somebody else's office and sit across the table and take 5 minutes, 2 minutes, people don't have a lot of time to make my points, I get better results. And that goes across the board. Human communication is still very, very effective. Yeah. And digital communication can never fully replace it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with Dr. Jackie Khorasani of the PIO Pitch and PIO Biz programs at Marietta College. You're listening to Mid-Ohio Valley Now.